Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text of today's message is our epistle reading from Ephesians, the sixth chapter. The Roman army of Paul's day is what we would call a modern army. For its day, it was well equipped, technologically advanced, well organized, and well trained. It was an army that could respond to trouble in the empire, or could it respond to rebellion anywhere. It could march for days and then be ready to deliver a devastating blow to the enemy. It was the reason why the Roman Empire lasted for nearly 800 years. Now, as a Roman citizen and a traveler of the Roman roads, Paul would have seen Roman soldiers marching on those same Roman roads. He would have noticed for certain their shields, their helmets, their sandals, their breastplates, and their belts, actually their waist armor. And of course, the famous Roman short sword, the gladius, a deadly weapon when yielded in close combat. In those days, no soldier was better trained or better equipped for warfare, nor more feared than the Roman foot soldier. Now, Paul teaches us in Ephesians chapter 6 that we Christians are also well equipped for warfare, but for a different kind of warfare. The Roman soldier was equipped for earthly battle. But as St. Paul says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. The Christian is anything but an idle, easygoing person. He is well aware of the life and death struggle with Satan that each one of us is locked in on a daily basis. He knows that Satan desires to kill each and every one of us, that he wants to destroy Christ and his church. Our struggle isn't against mortal man, but against his dominion. It is a spiritual battle. Therefore, the Holy Spirit has equipped us for spiritual warfare. What Paul calls this armor is the whole armor of God. Take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Christians are indeed able to stand firm against the most powerful enemy that we face, the devil. Because the Holy Spirit has well suited each of you for spiritual warfare. The Holy Spirit has given to each of you the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Let's think about that belt of truth first. Now, the Roman soldier wore a strong piece of armor around his waist. This belt of armor protected his stomach and his groin and his intestines from the piercing attacks of the enemy. It also held the rest of his armor in place and provided strength for his back. Now, Satan, as the father of lies, is a very effective liar. For the Christian warrior, the truth of God's word protects him from the deceit and lies of Satan. Through God's word, we know what God's will is. We know what sin is. And we also know that God desires our salvation. But Satan uses all sorts of devilish lies to deceive us and to get us to fight on his side rather than to fight against him. To do this, he must get us to doubt the truth and the authority of God's word. Did God really say has been a favorite question of Satan since the Garden of Eden. He uses it today. Did God really say marriage is between a man and a woman? Did God really say he created the universe in 6 days? Did God really say human life begins at conception? Did God really say there is but one way to heaven? Once he can get us to doubt God's word, once he can get us to question its authority, it is far easier for the devil to lie to us and deceive us and tempt us in his warfare, which is designed to destroy faith. Using things like the culture, sex, drugs, alcohol, greed, laziness, false doctrine, and so forth. But Jesus said that he is the way and the truth and the life. His truth will always be victorious over Satan's lies. Long before and long after this culture has bitten the dust of time, the word of God will endure. And yet, because of Satan's lies, you can see for yourselves that the culture suffers greatly. Greatly from broken homes, greatly from sexually transmitted disease, greatly from 40% of children being born outside of wedlock. The culture is suffering from the lies of the devil. But in baptism, you have put on the belt of truth. You have put on Christ. Jesus is your truth. Jesus is your ultimate armor against the devil's lies and the spiritual forces of evil. Jesus protects your inward parts from the lies of the devil. Well, the breastplate of righteousness. Now, a Roman soldier wore a breastplate that protected him from his neck to his waist, both front and back. Now, the breastplate would protect his most important organs from attack, the heart and the lungs. In spiritual warfare, our hearts need protection from evil. Now, in the New Testament, the word heart never refers to the organ that pumps blood, but it refers to your conscience, it refers to your will, your intellect, your emotions. These things Satan attacks. He tries to pierce your heart with the pain and guilt of sin. There's nothing like guilt that makes you feel dirty in God's presence. There's nothing like guilt that can drive you to despair, to question God's love and goodness for you. There's nothing like guilt that makes you feel worthless in God's sight. But the breastplate of righteousness is given to you to protect your heart from guilt and despair. The breastplate of righteousness is simply this. It is the forgiveness of sins. The forgiveness of sins that Jesus won on the cross. The forgiveness of sin that washes away your sins and gives you a clean conscience before God. Though the devil daily may remind you of your sins, and he may try to make you feel unclean in God's presence, the forgiveness of sins washes that guilt away. The forgiveness of sins is given to you in word and sacrament. The forgiveness of sins is declared to you in absolution. The forgiveness of sins ultimately is God giving to you the righteousness of Christ. So that breastplate of righteousness is simply the righteousness of Christ that protects your heart and your conscience from the devil's temptations to guilt and despair. The shoes of the gospel of peace. Now, Roman soldiers wore heavy footgear, a sandal-type shoe that gave them the ability to march for hours on end and still be ready for battle. These shoes were also equipped with hobnails, spikes, like football players, so that they could anchor themselves on the field of battle. It gave them confident footing. Now, the gospel is simply this, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And on that confession, Jesus builds his truth. The gospel anchors you in the true knowledge of God's love. The gospel is evidence, the proclamation that God has given his only begotten Son into death for you, that Jesus is indeed the Son of the living God. If Jesus isn't God's Son, then you're not saved. But the gospel proclaims that Jesus is indeed who he says he is. The gospel makes you then certain of who Jesus is and thus certain of your salvation. Now, unlike a Roman soldier who brought war to people, we Christians bring the gospel of peace. If we don't think the gospel's true, are we going to be willing to stand on it? Are we going to be willing to proclaim it? Will we have any confidence in it? But because it is true, it anchors us in Jesus Christ, the rock of our salvation. It gives us the power to boldly proclaim the message of Jesus to our friends and family and neighbors. And even doing this to a world that hates us. And yet it's a world that needs the gospel. And the gospel gives us the courage to proclaim the gospel. The shield of faith. The Roman soldier's armor also included a large wooden shield. The shield was tall enough to cover most of his body. It was designed to protect the Roman soldier from the arrows of the enemy. Shields often had leather wrapped around them. And so what the soldier would do is he would soak that leather-covered shield in water. And then the shield could put out fiery arrows. Now our enemy, Satan, is always shooting flaming arrows at us. Those arrows don't have to strike a vital organ to hurt or even be lethal. Arrows can be things like the words and deeds that others sin against us. But especially are they the ridicule and shame that Christians are made to feel because we stand on God's word and teachings. By piercing us with these arrows, the devil tempts us to flee the battle and to hide behind worldly comforts with the hope of an easy and painless life. He tempts us to reject the cross that Christ has called each of us to bear. But faith in Jesus Christ renders the believer secure against the fiery darts of the devil. You see, faith is nothing you can separate from Jesus. Faith and Jesus go together. The one who believes in Jesus lives in Jesus, and Jesus lives in him. In the gift of faith, Jesus is your protection. In the gift of faith, Jesus puts out the fiery darts of the devil. In the gift of faith, Jesus is your shield. Jesus is your protection. The helmet of salvation. A while ago, there was a show on the Discovery Channel called Deadliest Warrior. And in that show, experts would use forensic dummies to test the power and effectiveness of ancient weapons. They demonstrated that the easiest way to incapacitate your enemy was to deliver a blow to his head. The Roman soldier had a very good helmet, a helmet designed to protect his head and his cheekbones. But at the same time, the helmet allowed him to see and to speak and to hear, necessary for battle. In our spiritual warfare, Christians are also given a helmet, the helmet of salvation. Martin Luther had this to say about the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation is the hope and expectation of another life, the life in heaven above, for the sake of which we believe in Christ and suffer all things, and without which we could not endure all the blows with which Christians are attacked by those who seek their very body and life. The helmet of salvation is the certainty that Jesus will give you the final deliverance from sin, death, and the devil. Until Jesus returns on Judgment Day, every Christian will die in battle. We will die battling sin, death, and the devil. Yet no blow from Satan can actually kill you. Because the person who trusts in Jesus has the promise, hope, and assurance of the resurrection, of rising again to everlasting life. Christians don't die and it's over. Christians live twice. And that salvation is our hope. If we die in battle, we rise again to everlasting life. And then the sword of the Spirit. Now, of all the armor that I've mentioned up to this point, they've all been defensive. Protection from the enemy. But the Roman soldier had one offensive weapon. That was the gladius, the short sword. Used in close battle, it was very lethal. Long and pointed, it could break through chainmail, and it could easily pierce the heart of his enemy. We can't fight the spiritual forces of evil with just a metal sword. We need a much more powerful sword than that. And that sword the Holy Spirit gives to us, it is the Word of God. Now, the Word of God is simply everything that God wants you to know about Himself. So where you have the Word, you have God. Where you have God, there you have His Word. Jesus said to the Jews, those who are of the Word are of God. The more you are in the Word, then, the more you use the Word of God, the more you study it, the more you memorize it, the sharper is your sword. And the sharper your sword, the better you are equipped to defeat the lies of Satan. Now, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, Jesus didn't use his divine powers to defeat Satan. He easily could have, but he used the very same weapon that the Holy Spirit gives you, the Word of God. The Word of God sent Satan packing in full retreat. In the Great Commission, Jesus commanded his disciples to go and baptize and teach. Teach all that I have commanded you. All that I have commanded you. Christian education is vital to the life of the church. And Christian education begins in the home, for it gives children the sharpened sword of the Word of truth, so that they too can pierce the very heart of Satan and destroy his death-dealing lies with God's Word of truth and life. And finally, Paul has prayer. He adds this to the list of Christian armor. Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. When soldiers are in trouble, they call for help. When they need guidance, they call for help. When they need assistance, they call for help. Prayer is our gift from God to call for help and guidance and assistance in the day of trouble. And even better than the best general, our Father in heaven hears your prayers. He hears them before you even pray them. And when Satan strikes with all his fury, God says to his people, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. And while generals watch the battle from a distance, know this, that God is in the fray with you. God fights with you. Remember one of the titles for Jesus, Emmanuel? It means God with us. Jesus is with you in your spiritual battle against the devil, the world, and your sinful flesh. Jesus is with you. Now, a Roman soldier was only protected from his enemies so long as he wore his armor and kept his sword sharp. If he forgot his helmet at home, or if he would let his sword get rusty and dull, he would become vulnerable to defeat. God has given you the full armor, so that you may do daily battle with the devil and win. God gives you this armor so that you can be protected from the powers of darkness. But He also gives you the sword of the Spirit so that you can pierce and destroy the powers of darkness. But a Roman soldier, when he would enter the battle, he wouldn't know the outcome until the end of the battle. But Christians enter the battle already knowing the outcome. Jesus has already won the war. Jesus has already defeated sin, death, and the devil. So even before the battle begins, you are assured of victory. You already have the victory because you already have Jesus, who is victorious over the spiritual forces of evil. In Jesus' name, amen. Would the congregation please stand?